On Wednesday nights, during the summer, we invite our musicians to lead Vespers. I invite you to please turn to page 209 in the front section of your ELW and stand as you are able.
309.
Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
Number 560, Christ Mighty Savior. The choir will sing the first stanza. The congregation, please join on stanzas 2 through 5. Page 310 for the Thanksgiving of Light, which will be spoken. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning you called light into being, and you set lights in the sky to govern night and day. In a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, you led your people into freedom. Enlighten our darkness by the light of your Christ. May your word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. For you are merciful, and you love your whole creation. And with all your creatures, we give you glory. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. The choir will sing Psalm 25. Let us pray. O God of justice and love, you illumine our way through life with the words of your Son. Give us the light we need and awaken us to the needs of others, we pray. Amen.
Tonight's gospel reading is from Luke. Now on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went to with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still looking sad. Then one of them, those whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, And our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women in our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were found with us went to the tomb and found it, just as the woman had said, but they did not see him. Then he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?" Then the beginning with Moses and all of the prophets, he interpreted them to the things about himself in the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening, and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found eleven and their companions gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon." On the road, and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Congregation, please join in singing the Gospel Canticle, Hymn 723, Canticle of the Turning. We stand as we are able.
Come on.
Tonight, our prayers are interspersed between the verses of the Bonhoeffer hymn on the sheet printed for you. We sing a verse of the hymn, and there will be a prayer. We'll sing the next verse, and so on. My neighbor. Strengthen my faith and trust in you. In you I have sealed the treasure of all I have. Therefore I will remain with you, of whom I can receive, but to whom I may not give. Amen.
Your hand is leading us and your love supporting us. through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
We sing hymn 564, God who made the earth and heaven.